Listen
Let's
to this shit.
Wait and see what IA says. In the meantime,
five most deceptive contraception methods. God damn it, I knew I was going to fuck that up. I knew it.
Carl Rogers.
Spermicidal cola.
What is that?
So what else you got? Franzo was about to
In a Harvard Medical School experiment, researchers found the cola has spermicidal properties. These researchers were later given a Nobel Prize. Some people misunderstood the news and thought that simply drinking cola would kill their sperm, while others poured cola into their vaginas, which could cause infection and doesn't kill sperm inside the vagina, so don't try it. Give me a six pack, Ed! You know, fuck that. The withdrawal method, we know this already. We know this already. I don't need to go over it, do I?
Pull and pray method.
Yeah. Unreliable safe period. Oh, come on.
How is she?
Sex during breastfeeding. We don't have to worry about that. Tips and techniques for sensation play. What? Condom tears or breaks. Putting a condom on inside out. Then flipping it over to wear it correctly. What the fuck is the purpose of that? Not squeezing the air out of the receiver before putting it on. Isn't that how they break? That's okay, that's what they're explaining right now. I'm a fucking idiot. Now I understand. Like, yo, why would you tell people to do that? That's so dumb. But that's what they're saying. Don't do these things. Don't be like me. Understand what you're reading. Hey, what's going on, though? Jesus.
You were on the right path.
I did. I went off the rails.
You got lost somewhere.
I did. Terrible. This is no good. This is definitely an outtake. We're not using this one. I'll put this out as bonus material, but the next time we'll make the cut, Jesus Christ. Scientific contraception methods. Proper condom application. Putting it on before action and keeping it on the whole time. Take it off. No matter what they say, don't do it. Don't listen. Ew. Check packaging and the expiration date. Definitely got to do that. Open carefully and don't use scissors or teeth. Make sure you don't do any of that nonsense. Squeeze the air from the tip. Roll it down completely. If you could do that. Avoid oil-based lubricants.
And, you didn't know.
Yeah, I didn't know that. I didn't know you weren't supposed to use lubes like that.
I am.
Well, that's great that you knew. I'm glad that one of us knew because I didn't know. So that worked out for both of us. Yeah.
Here is your incident.
She put me up on the game. I didn't know, bro. I go by what.
Tell them what they.
Tell them what they want. Being celibate.
Why didn't I know about it?
What?
Like your health teacher might have told you in high school, there's only one contraception method that works 100% of the time. Not having sex. So don't go to the champagne room. Matter of fact, maybe go to the champagne room. Because as you know, there is no sex in the champagne room. None. No matter what a stripper tells you, remember that shit? There is no sex in the champagne room. It's not realistic to say people are going to be celibate, bro. Unless you're like, you know, you got to go through some shit to get there. You know, but the average bear is not going to do that.
You wanted to be celibate.
I did. I was I was gonna, yeah, you did. You said, take this pussy. The fuck you are, bro. The fuck you are, bro. Have some of this drug. You sure you want to get sober, buddy? You sure? You sure? You really don't. Jesus Christ. She's showing me all these machines that do tricks and things. That's a butt. Bro, Skynet's taken over and has won. I'm the last of the front line.
It's a butt plug.
I heard you. And it licks on the inside. Crazy. But I'm the asshole, right? I'm the asshole. Just let it happen. That's me. They make toys. Come on, bro. Stop it. Three myths about female sexuality you need to forget. Let's see if I know any of them. Women don't have sex as much as much of a sexual desire as men. Well, that depends on, it's an individual. It's a case-by-case basis, motherfucker. You should stop masturbating when you're in a relationship. That's a common misconception. You don't have to stop whacking off, but when you're whacking off instead of fucking the person you're supposed to be fucking, that's called a problem. Close the tab, put the fucking laptop away, and go look at a human being and not a screen, you fucking freak. You know, whatever, dude. Whatever you want to do. Women can't experience pleasure unless they are in love. Bro, if that was the case, I would have never given a woman an orgasm.
Do you want water all over the bed, you fuck? You could have waited to say that.
Well, you know me, I didn't want to forget. I'll think of something and then I'll lose it.
And then it's gone.
Sexual pleasure isn't exclusively tied to love. Orgasms are entirely possible in casual hookups. This is the truth.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah. Our desire is fluid.
What?
Fluid. You gotta say it like Dr. Steve.
Fluid.
Our desire is fluid, regardless of our sex or gender. Cool, man. I'm glad we got that out of the way. Your body belongs to you, so do it as you wish. Masturbation is an excellent way to understand your body and your sexuality. But when you overdo it, you might have a problem. They didn't add that part. I did. Because I needed some fucking... I needed some something. Counseling something, bro. Like, I was in a bad place. I've seen everything there is to see. I watched a woman eat herself out, bro. What? You heard me. You heard what the fuck I said. Herself. Not with help. Tom Cruise wasn't on set nowhere. There was no stunt doubles. This woman did it herself on some exorcist shit. It looked like a Tasmanian devil, bro. What? Bro. Gross. That makes dicks look gross, dude. Gross, dude. Please. That makes me want to pull my dick out and look at it just to appreciate that it's not that pink color. My God. That's somebody's dick that looks like that, probably. What would you do if my dick looked like that? If it was the same size that it is now, but it looked like that instead of what it looks like. Would you make fun of me?
I ask you got sunburn on your dick.
You give us what we want.
Did you really get caught outside?
It looks like one of those whistle lollipops.
We know it's pain. You also know.
Hey.
He's thinking about you. Right now. Wondering what to do.
Oh, God. The most dangerous thing ever. 5 pleasurable pregnancy positions to enhance your intimacy. Fuck. That's heavy business. I don't know, dude. When there's something kicking around in the front, I'm just, like, that's rude, isn't it? I'm jousting this motherfucker, ain't I? Like, that's... it's medieval times in here all of a sudden. Break out the eclairs. Where's Jim Carrey at? Hello! You remember that shit, the cable guy? Stop it. Oh, man. Oh, no, the terrible intro is coming. Good thing we got a couple of seconds so I can pull the remote out. Alright, just until the intro is over, because I can't stand it. It's that bad. Oh, there's importance to sexual intimacy during pregnancy. Who knew? I didn't know that. Did you know that? I didn't know. Sexual intimacy during pregnancy strengthens the couple's bond.
Does it, though? Seems kind of weird.
You know? Relieve stress. That, I believe. I could buy that. Boost the immune system. Well, I'd imagine it would, wouldn't it? You're literally sticking your dick in this kid's immune system, bro. Literally. Literally, bro. In the life juices that are creating a human being, you're sticking your dick in the cauldron. You're stirring the cauldron with your dick, man. That's awful. You should apologize to your child when they're old enough to understand. Hey, listen, man, if you got a banged up head, I'm sorry, bro. You know, mom is stressing out. I had to get in there. You understand? It wasn't personal against you. They told me you were going to be fine. You know, I figured you were bouncing up against organs anyway, so you'd be all right. They make helmets for that. You're going to be, it's only a couple of years. You'll be fine. Don't even worry about it. Don't even worry about it. Shut the fuck up. No, it doesn't. They're lying to me. It improves sleep, which I believe because the relaxation, but that's not the part of, it benefits the baby's growth. Like, hey, get that fucking thing away from me. No shit. I gotta grow my legs longer to move out the fucking way, bro. What's happening in here? Like Indiana Jones and shit.
Oh my God.
And it reduces the risk of a preterm labor, I guess, because you're strengthening your muscles, right? That makes sense. Hold on, where did we go? Preterm, yep, alright. It's generally safe, which means it's really not. Generally means, I mean, you can do it. That's what generally means. I'm not well, I mean, look, here's the benefits. I'm not saying you're not gonna, you know, whatever, man. You know, roll the dice, right? What are you gonna do? They make ultrasounds for a reason. You just, I don't know. This is heavy. Tips for comfortable and safe sex during pregnancy. They communicate with your partner. I'd fucking hope so. And maybe talk to the lump a little bit, right? Do you do that? Or does that make it like, never mind. That's really weird, right? You can't do that.
Jesus.
You're like, all right, listen. Before we start, hold on. Before we start, all right, I'm not trying to hurt nobody. But I have a job to do, you understand? If I don't do it, the mailman will. So, you know, I gotta get in there. Now look, I know this has been your house for a little while now, but what you didn't know is there's been a wing added on for an Airbnb in that motherfucker, and I rented it out for the weekend, so...
Oh my God.
Just excuse me for a little bit here, right? Alright, here we go, stop it. Use pillows for support. Fuck, I'm already nervous, bro, and I'm not even, like, prepping to do it, right? Oh God, I'm putting myself in the headspace, I couldn't imagine. Take your time. Don't shove that shit in, man. Don't do that to that poor woman. She can't move.
She can't move.
She can't move. She's on a pillow, like, at your mercy, basically, right? Like, because I got to imagine you're doing this shit. You're on the pillow practically getting seasick because you're trying to balance out like you got a beach ball in your stomach here. I would imagine. Everybody's different. You know, consult with your healthcare provider. Do you think maybe that should have been number one? Maybe you talk to the doctor first and be like, hey, is this cool if I stab her up or no? It's like, make sure it's all right first. And then if she's down, do the following steps.
Then do the following
steps. Spooning. Now this... I guess that's probably... You're not going head on, right? So you're not banging into the stomach, which is great.
Just,
you don't want to do that. It's not bumper cars, right? Allow the pregnant partner to lie down on their side while the other lies down behind them, allowing them a chance for deep penetration while supporting the pregnant belly with one hand. Fuck! You gotta hold the fucking baby while you do it! I'm out, bro. We'll build a hammock or something. I can't. I can't do it. I can't do it, bro. If it kicks while I'm fucking you, I'm gonna die. I'm gonna fucking die. Just feel a foot on my hand. Like, a little bit further, but you're almost there, Frank. You know, I can't. That's all I'm gonna think about. Ugh.
I can't take this man anymore.
For additional support or comfort, use pillows for the head and the hips. And contact BetterHelp afterwards to talk about it, man. Fuck. Bro, no! Don't do that. This guarantees your kid's gonna wind up on a stripper pole. Reverse cowgirl.
With a pregnant lady.
To do this, your pregnant partner has their back facing their partner and straddling them. Doing this will allow the pregnant partner to dictate the pace while the other has easy access to the clitoris and stimulates it accordingly. I did not write it. Although, this guy looks like, I'm fucking dying down here. I wish this fucking girl would come already, man. This is crazy.
Oh my god. You're terrible.
Doggy style. That just seems rude.
That just seems rude.
It does, because she's about, like, you're giving the kid whiplash. Just have the pregnant partner kneel on all fours while the penetrative from behind, allowing the pregnant partner to be more comfortable because it takes some of the pressure off of the belly. Ugh. Once again, pillows are welcome to support the hands and knees. I would fucking hope so, dude. It's the mother of your children. You don't give the woman a pillow? The fuck is the matter with you? Jesus Christ. How do you not? Some shit should just be common sense. Look at the fucking... Please. I don't know, man. This is sketchy. Standing? Standing. Hello? Hello? Are you standing? You're standing and taking dick? Oh, come on.
Oh, yeah. I gotta see this diagram.
Come on, bro.
What
was I saying? No fucking way.
I'm cold now.
No fucking way. You're doing this?
No.
Yeah, no, fuck at it. No way. How it works is the couple is standing near a wall. The pregnant partner braces against it while the other penetrates from behind. What's so important to keep in mind is to hold the pregnant partner's waist to make sure they stay balanced. That's italic, so you have to emphasize it. Although, all throughout the steamy session, make sure to stand on solid ground. No yoga blocks, chairs, ladders, and everything else. Ladders? That bitch, you better sit down. Right, but the fuck you think this is, Barnum and Bailey? Get the fuck back in the bed, bro. Seriously, what the fuck? If you don't get your 9-month pregnant ass back in this bed right now, are you out of your mind? Dude, I couldn't fucking...
Wait, there's one more?
No. There is! Of course. The main course.
The main course.
Or as it's known, number 5, oral. I think the main course is a little bit sexier, if you will. Just have the pregnant partner lie down on their back on the edge of the bed. Let the other partner kneel down in front of her, spread the legs, and speak. Shut the fuck up. This is what's written. I'm not trying to be funny. Kneel down in front of her, spread legs. That's bold italic. And speak the language of tongues to please them. I'm disgusted. This position is perfect for those who are past their first trimester. Since the morning sickness has already faded away.
That's a lot.
Fuck. Bro. Alright, listen, man. This, again...
People say they love being pregnant. Oh, it's miserable.
You didn't care for it?
I'm telling you. Lucas is... I threw up the whole time.
Ugh, fuck
and
that.
And I had that back pain the whole time.
Yeah. Oh, man, what a nightmare that would be.
Logan...
Throwing up for 9 months straight?
Logan was pretty okay. Except, I threw up all the time.
And you were eating wild shit.
And then, Quinn, oh my god, Quinn, he's painful. Painful. Pains I've never felt. Ever. Ever. Here.
What do you mean?
Oh my god. It literally felt like he was ripping my uterus.
Fuck. Why? Because he was big? Like, what do you think?
I don't know, it's just pains.
Huh. Well, there's gotta be something.
They were normal pains of, like, you know, my, you know, of
I'm gonna establish your body's...
my body growing and shit, and it's just fucking painful.
Unless that was your body's way of being like, alright, motherfucker, calm down. This is the last time we're doing this shit, bro. How many more rebounds do you think we got in here, man? Like, what the fuck? We did this twice already. You know how hard that was to do? That's what I would imagine a uterus would say.
Oh, we did this one. The submissive pleasure.
Oh, yeah. I remember that. So, this is a thing now that...
Best blowjobs in the... Best job in the world. Hand job.
Bro, who's even giving hand jobs anymore? Are you giving hand jobs? Like, real shit. If you don't want to get laid, are you reaching over and being like, I'll fucking whack you off for a half hour or whatever? I don't see that. What does that say? How do you get a hand job?
How do you do a hand job?
How do you do a hand job? How do you do? Set the scene. Picture it. Sicily. 1912.
Okay.
Maybe a lap dance. A strip tease. Or dirty talk. Run your fingers up and down their body. Now it's getting weird. But I don't want to read this no more. Wrap your fingers around the penis and stroke. Come on, don't make me do this.
Sorry.
Yeah. Because I'm not... Yo... They will never let me live this. If I read this sentence out, there will never be another thing that will come out of my channel. It'll just be memes about me describing how to give a hand job. I don't want to do that. I don't want somebody to explain it to me. That's weird, right?
Like, somebody just fired me
personally. Uh-oh. She just let it happen. Oh, God damn it.